From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Turkey begins airstrikes. Turkey has carried out more airstrikes against Kurdish rebels, the Prime Minister's office said Wednesday. The airstrikes targeted six Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, locations in southeastern Turkey and in northern Iraq. The statement also said authorities had detained more than 1,300 people inside Turkey in raids against suspected members of the PKK, the Islamic State, and other militant groups. Meanwhile, Turkey's president is meeting top officials in China to strengthen ties that have been strained over delayed sales of a Chinese missile system and Beijing's treatment of its Turkic-speaking Uyghur minority. Eurotunnel, the company operating the tunnel between France and England, says it has blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe into Britain since the beginning of the year. This includes 1,500 overnight on Tuesday alone. Confrontations between migrants and police are causing tunnel closures and travel delays. British Home Secretary Theresa May says her government will put up an additional $10.8 million to help France secure the Eurotunnel site, but that more needs to be done.
That means working together to be able to return migrants to West Africa and other parts of Africa, and it means working together and with others to break the criminal gangs, the people smugglers who are making a profit out of human misery.
As many as 10,000 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and beyond are living in squalid camps in and near Calais. Prime Minister David Cameron has rebuffed attempts by other European leaders forcing Britain to take some of the refugees. You are listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, are all set to appear before the Senate Armed Services Committee on Wednesday. The session will focus on how the international nuclear agreement with Iran will affect U.S. interests and the military balance in the Middle East. Kerry told the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Tuesday that a U.S. rejection of the pact would be squandering the best chance to control Iran's nuclear program and would leave no restraints on Iran developing a nuclear weapon.
It's a good deal for the world, a good deal for America, a good deal for our allies and our friends.
The U.N. Security Council approved the terms of the deal last week, setting off a timetable that could see sanctions lifted by the end of the year. The Afghan Taliban is rejecting reports that fugitive Taliban leader Mullah Omar is dead. A Taliban spokesman contacted by the VOA insisted that the group's leader is very much alive and that the rumors of his death are aimed at drawing the reclusive leader out of hiding. Sources with knowledge of the Afghan peace process also dismissed reports of Omar's death, suggesting they're aimed at derailing the second round of talks planned to take place in Pakistan later this week. Authorities are investigating the rumors.
We're aware of the reports about passing away of Mullah Omar, the Taliban leader. We're still in the process of assessing those reports. And as soon as we get any more accurate information or authentication of those reports, we're going to let the media and the people of Afghanistan know about it.
That's a spokesman for Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. In Pakistan, authorities said Wednesday police killed Malik Ishaq, the leader of a militant group accused of killing hundreds of Shiites. Ishaq, his two sons, and 11 others died during a shootout with police. North Korea has indicated it may be planning new ballistic missile tests, this just hours after it has said it has no interest in dialogue over its nuclear weapons. When asked Tuesday about a possible test, North Korea's UN ambassador, Jong Han, told reporters,
"We will not give up our nuclear weapons, and the mission of our nuclear forces will never change as long as the hostile policy of the United States remains intact."
Earlier Tuesday, North Korea's ambassador to China said that the North Koreans have no interest in dialogue for unilaterally freezing or giving up nuclear weapons. Lawyers for convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard said Tuesday that U.S. officials have decided to free him in November after 30 years in prison. Pollard was arrested in 1985 and later sentenced to life in prison for turning over military secrets to Israel. You're listening to VOA News, reporting from Washington. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.